This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This Guardian season has been about a faction of the fan base that has gotten to win some arguments they haven't won in a long time about... Well, the state of affairs, and this was one of them. Like,
one of these days,
Carlos Santana was blocking, you know, younger players, and what was the point of that?
One of these days, coming up soon, you're going to have your day with some of these fans out there. I'm going to let them yell at you.
Well, they
That's
win.
That's going to happen.
They win this year.
That's going to happen.
They finally got
yell,
it right.
No, I'm going to let them
Guardians
yell at you.
Finally had a bad year.
No, I ain't gonna, well, fine. We're going to have it out.
So they win this year.
No, because you told them
they
all.
They lost the last 12 years.
You told them all that they were idiots. You told them all that they were bad sports fans and bad baseball fans.
They were.
So now you're going to have to sit there and answer for it for the owner that you defend. So you're going to have to answer for it, Anthony Dolan.
I don't think I've ever once defended
you
him.
You go ahead and
Paul
fight
Dolan.
It out.
I think I've said I wish you know he would have sold the team 13 years ago. I don't think I've defended him.
Okay.
I think I've,
we'll
but you know what?
Out.
Every time we get into it, I'll just say my argument is about baseball, and baseball has completely turned me off in so many ways. And fortunately, the Guardians have had so many good seasons. They've kept me invested when I think, had I been a fan in another city of a teams operating in a similar manner, but just not as smartly.
And I'm still watching.
I would have been completely out
I'm
of baseball.
I'm still watching them. So I still watched last night, but hey, how do I define Carlos Santana's career here? Because I said a great, and you went a great, or no, I said a legend, and then you
legendary
questioned legend.
Career, you said, yeah.
Then I said great, and then I said one of the better Guardians of the last 20 years. And it's like, boy, Ken, you really fell off the ledge down there to put him where it's at. Like, where is he?
Yeah, because,
where is
because,
Carlos?
Because when I think legendary, I think obviously my mind goes right to Albert Bell, Kenny Lofton, Jim Thome, Omar. Those names I rattle off with legendary for me. For
okay.
me,
if you were a jersey guy, you'd be buying those jerseys, right?
Yes.
And wearing them in.
Yes.
Are you buying a Carlos Santana
no.
jersey after the.
You know, no.
If you got to give away one, you're going to wear that in.
It's
good enough to at least represent yourself
mm-hmm.
in a Cleveland jersey with Carlos Santana, but I'm not going out of my way to
and again,
find one.
11 seasons, his third go around, and this is an incredible number. He was just 28 games shy of Omar Vizquel. Carlos Santana, 1,450 games throughout his career. That's more than Jim Thome. That's more than Kenny Lofton.
Did Vizquel order the code red?
Right, yeah. I mean, he was getting close to him. So it is incredible to think about how many games. You know, obviously baseball, it's 162. It goes without saying that you see these guys, you're more involved with them on literally a daily basis than you are with the other sports. But man, that is a lot of your Cleveland sports life seeing one dude
he
in
was
the uniform.
He was with us in the World Series, though.
Yeah.
He played
yeah.
in the World Series.
He caught the final out yeah. of the ALCS game.
So he's a major figure.
Yeah, it wasn't like he had a bunch of irrelevant seasons. Like you, Brooks right. Jacoby. Okay, he's
hey,
up there. He's on the list.
You leave Brooke
he's
alone.
He's 17th.
You leave Brooke alone.
Yeah. Brooke Jacoby.
First autograph I ever had.
Brooke Jacoby, 1,240 games. He's right behind Kenny Lofton.
ESPN, they had a conversation earlier today on Get Up about Arch Manning and how the height. This is a strong opinion here by Jordan Rogers for via ESPN. Arch Manning, apparently, the hype doesn't match the tape.
The height doesn't match the tape. There are good things, and there are some good things, but the height or the tape to me doesn't tell you you got a first round draft pick or a top 10 or a number one overall draft pick or a Heisman hopeful. I think he's going to go into Ohio State and he's going to struggle because he hasn't played anybody. The last time we saw him against a really good defense was Georgia, and he looked out of place, right? He looked really good against UTSA, Louisiana Monroe, and Mississippi State, the worst defense in the SEC. I think there's still a lot for him to grow and a lot we need to see.
I got that mixed up. I thought I said Louisiana Tech earlier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No way the hype can match the tape. He's not been in tight situations, and this is where Ohio State, I think, has a very decent advantage here. Now, Julian Sain hasn't been in these situations. Julian Sain is playing at home, though. College football, I do think, does have a home field advantage of some degree, where you have 100,000 people that are very, very angry, that are against you. You're young. I know that he comes from a family of pressure. He comes from a family that has dealt with pressure. He comes from a family that has expectations for him, and so there's a lot of pressure. But you're not 100,000 people screaming in your face pressure. In the opening game to start your season, it is what to a lot of people say it's supposed to be. I don't think Jordan Rodgers is a kook for saying that whatsoever. I think he's right, because how on earth could the hype match the tape? You're playing against teams that aren't that great, and predominantly. The team that you played that had a good defense, yes, you did struggle against when you were playing against Georgia. That goes without saying. So to go against Ohio State, I don't know how the tape could match the hype. And plus, look at the hype. Look at the hype. Number one with a bullet if he comes out. To a lot of people, if he were to come out today and go, you know what, after the season, I'm coming out in the draft. How many people would line up and say he's the number one pick going into next year? Everybody would. How on earth could the tape, the play, match the hype with him? It's impossible.
It's impossible.
As Phil just said with us, Phil Steele, he's got to throw for like 66 touchdowns and two interceptions this year for him to be able to match the hype.
Well, and this is not like, you talked about this a lot in the podcast yesterday, so people should check that out, Emerging Podcast Scene on the Odyssey app. This is not a freshman that is like a freshman that's just showing up and boom, you were at spring practice and now you're thrust into it like Bryce Underwood is going to be, especially when he goes to Norman in a few weeks. In this situation, this is a guy who's been on campus for 3 years, meticulously, you know, what his recruitment, it was not your traditional recruitment of a big five-star, no-brainer, supposed to be first-round lock of a quarterback. He was very selective. He went off of social media. Him and his family, they went under careful consideration, and they tried to do this the right way. This was tough to even get a hold of them at times. And believe me, they tried. They tried to use, you know, Sark's demons against him. I've been hearing the stories like crazy over the last week. I'm trying to think, though, of a young quarterback going into the shoe. Was it Matt Barkley? Was he a freshman with USC in 2009?
Not sure.
When he
Not
orchestrated sure. a come-from-behind victory? It is a tough thing to do. And I would say the same thing if it was us going out there to Memorial Stadium. Like, whatever. It is really tough for a first-time player to have to go into that. I think Phil Steele brought that up. Yeah, it was. It was 2000. I remember that game.
It'd be very difficult.
Terrell Pryor was 11-25.
I will still take Ohio State in that game. And if I'm saying that, you know that's not being a homer right there. By the way, the poll that we have right now, still 22 hours left to vote. It has climbed somehow. 89.6% say no to being open to Deshaun Watson starting another game for the Browns this season. We're at almost 90%. There's a lot of votes on this, too. This isn't like there's like four people who voted and that's it. Like, this is... There's a lot of votes. It's a lot of votes. Big thanks to everybody who joined us today.
What happened to Ohio State's wide receiving core back then? Devere Posey and Dane Sonsenbacher.
It's a different time.
Were the leading receivers for that Jim Tressel coach team.
Yeah, that's a different time.
Are things falling off there towards the end?
I don't know if they were falling off.
I mean, compare that to the wide receivers they're getting now.
You weren't a... I mean, they got Santonio Holmes from Florida. It just wasn't the same animal that it was with Urban Meyer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.